Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Marvelous Mshanganyahuye. Tonight, we're discussing the state of opposition politics in the country following a statement by former Triple C leader Nelson Chamisa, who resigned from his position earlier this year but today held a press conference to announce that he is still pursuing the matter of the disputed elections held last year. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. If you ask the U.S. presidential candidates who's the most religious, chances are both would say, I am. VOA senior Washington correspondent Caroline Prusetu looks at the attitudes and practices of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump towards matters of faith. God bless
the USA. For some, a Donald Trump rally is like church.
My faith in Jesus is very important, and I know there's a leader, Donald J. Trump, who was already president, who did a great job when he was in office, who's coming back and will reinstate those values.
The former president's comments on religion,
God is here and God is watching,
resonate with evangelicals and other conservative Christians.
We will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government.
The God, Guns, and Trump is probably one of my best-selling shirts and has been for the last 2 or 3 years or so.
But Trump is far from the typical conservative Christian. The former president has been divorced twice. He's being tried on felony charges of falsifying business records, records linked to hush money payments to an adult film star with whom he allegedly had sex. Some analysts say Trump is using the court case to compare himself to Jesus, whom Christians believe died for the world's sins.
Trump has actually borrowed that language lately. We've seen him saying, I'm being indicted for you.
This Bible is the King James Version.
He is not a regular churchgoer, but on his Truth Social platform, promoted a Bible for sale. An Associated Press poll showed 8 out of 10 white evangelical Christians chose Trump in the last presidential election. A Pew Research Center survey this year showed black Protestants preferring Biden. Whether it's a Saturday night or a Sunday, President Joe Biden attends Catholic Mass, typically here in Delaware where he has a house, or in Georgetown if he's in Washington. To that, his supporters can relate.
He went to an all-boys Catholic high school, was fairly serious about his Catholicism. He spoke my language.
Biden and the First Lady met with the Pope at the Vatican in 2021. Pope Francis told Biden, the nation's second Catholic president, he could continue receiving Holy Communion, despite his views on abortion. Biden's abortion stance makes it complicated for some Catholics. In fact, the poll from the last election showed Catholics split 50-50 between Trump and Biden.
Well, the number one thing is the pro-life issue. It's been disgusting watching Joe Biden proclaim himself as a Catholic and not standing for preborn citizens of our nation.
When Biden talks religion, he speaks of inclusion.
A universal message of hope, of joy, of love. Whether you're Christian, whether you're Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, or any other faith, or no faith at all. It speaks to all of us as human beings who are here on this earth primarily to care for one another.
Overall, Biden practices his faith traditionally, while Trump suggests God is present in his life. Caroline Prusutti, VOA News.
In Harare, High Court Judge Justice Esther Muremba has recused herself from the Neville Muchangwa and two others, namely Elias Majachani and Simbarashe Tichangana, who are seeking bail after being jailed nearly 2 weeks ago. Charged with contravening Section 14 of the Bank Use Promotion and Suppression of Money Laundering Act, Muremba cited personal reasons for her decision to step aside from the case. Muchangwa is the son of Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa and ruling ZANU-PF spokesperson Chris Muchangwa. Justice Muremba was expected to deliver a ruling today on the bail application. Muchangwa's lawyer Josephine Sande updated journalists on what happened in court today.
How are you?
Fine.
Just an update on what happened today.
The matter was referred to the civil case.
Sorry?
The as the referred back to the JP for judge, for allocation of another judge.
Sorry, ma'am, what were the reasons?
She didn't disclose the reasons.
She didn't disclose the reasons?
No.
Well, what was supposed to happen today?
We're supposed to get the judgment.
You're supposed to get the judgment?
That was Neville Muchangwa's lawyer, Josephine Sande, in Harare. Back to our main story, former opposition CCC leader Nelson Chamisa today held a press conference in Harare where he highlighted his plans following his resignation from a party he founded earlier this year. Chamisa said he's awaiting a response from SADC regarding the country's presidential elections, which he says were rigged. The ruling party ZANU-PF disputes this with President Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying he won in a free and fair election. Let's hear what Chamisa had to say.
The request to SADC is not a measure in desperation, but is and remains very simple. That as a regional body, which Zimbabwe signed up to in terms of membership and some vested authority as a supranational organization, we require their facilitation to resolve the issues around irregular and disputed elections. The problem of manipulated elections have produced far many problems, particularly a government that is without a mandate and a government that has since culminated into high levels of intolerance, violations, repression, illegal recalls of citizen representatives, even representatives in a disputed election. In itself, an unprecedented move and an encyclopedic infraction of democratic tenets. You have seen unlawful arrests, persecution of citizens, upon all kinds of archaic, intimidatory, and suppressive manifestation in themselves a clear indication of the lack of money. It is common knowledge that our country is facing a plethora of challenges and problems. Most of them are basic and symptomatic of bad governance, broken politics, and a disputed leadership. We are suffering from a tanking economy, systematic corruption, population living in extreme poverty, almost 49% of the population, money being looted, almost 1.8 billion in terms of the latest statistics.
That was former CCC leader Nelson Chamisa in Harare. ZANU-PF Director of Communications Farai Marapira says there is no crisis in the country as alleged by Chamisa in his address.
As far as we're concerned, first and foremost, Mr. Chamisa is an individual who speaks his personal opinion, as is his right. But however, on issue of facts, what Mr. Chamisa said today is the perennial opposition's form. Where they win elections, they keep quiet. Where they lose, they want to cry foul and claim that there was manipulation of the election process. As ZANU-PF, these elections have already come and they've gone. And we have seized with building the nation. Any Zimbabwe can see the work that President Mnangagwa is putting into rebuilding Zimbabwe. So for Chamisa to say that we've got a crisis in Zimbabwe, the crisis in his head, he has got a crisis of relevance, a crisis of having substance. He does not have relevance or substance in this body politic anymore, because he was seized with the politics of toxicity, the politics of negativity, the politics of confrontationalism, instead of the politics of togetherness and having a common national purpose. So we find that Mr. Chamisa, who is now clutching at straws to be relevant, and we do not see anything sincere in his utterances. We do not see a crisis as ZANU-PF. The elections came and they've gone. We have been given a mandate by the people, and we are ruling, and we are ensuring that we deliver our mandates. All these are just sideshows by Mr. Chamisa so that he can appear here and there in the news and be relevant to the people of Zimbabwe. But as ZANU-PF, we do not take him seriously, because he is clowning as usual, as is expected of him, because that is his politics and nothing else.
That was ZANU-PF Director of Communications Farai Marapira in Harare. Media Center Director and Political Analyst Enes Muzengi also weighed in on what Mr. Chamisa said today.
Yeah, so when I want to get a window for 50, I'm going to get a resadak kuti ritemhinduro kuti urongwa hwavo ndohupi maererano nenyaya yesarudzo yemuzimbabwe yakaitwa musi wa23 august 2023 yakuona kwandaita ndiko kuti vashamisa vari kutiwo sadak yacho inenge yanonoka kupa mhinduro uye vanongoona kunge vasina kugadzikana nokuti kwava kutoitwa zvimwe zvirongwa zvamuri kutaura izvozvo izvozvo maybe zvaakuda kuti zviende kune vematongerwo enyika vachitaura nenhengo dzavo kuti chii chingaitwa panyaya izvi asi zvendingangotaura ndezvekuti zvaakuda kuti vana vezimbabwe vagare vasipasi vari vana vezimbabwe vovona zvavangaita nokuti sadak hongu inobetsera ine peinosvika asi iyi nyaya ndeye vomuno muzimbabwe kuti vagare pasi voita hurukuro kuona kuti nyaya dzaramba dzichinetsa nyika dzingagadziriswa sei.
That was Media Center Director and Political Analyst Ernest Mudzengi in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And now back to our topic of the day. As indicated earlier tonight, we are discussing the state of opposition politics in the country following a statement on last year's disputed elections by former CCC leader Nelson Chamisa, who resigned from his position early this year. To discuss this issue, we are joined by political analyst Tawanda Jokora, political analyst again Professor Ricky Mukonza, and Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, your listeners.
Thank you. I can hear you. You're all loud and clear. So I will start off by going to Mr. Ricky Mukonza. What's your view on what we saw coming out of Harare today from Mr. Nelson Chamisa? Some people are saying, which party is he now standing for?
Yes, I think it was quite an interesting, comeback by Mr. Chamisa. My take is that he was simply announcing that to those that thought he had quit politics that he is still in the game, and that probably people must not write him off. But in terms of the substance of what he said, I didn't see anything new. The same old challenges that every Zimbabwean who has been following politics for the past year or so knows is what he repeated. The same sadic story is what he repeated. And in fact, when he spoke about sadic, everyone was anticipating that probably sadic has now responded and there's something now new. But he tells us that he has been writing and writing with no response, which probably says to anyone who is listening, there is nothing really new that he has on the table. But be that as it may, you can't discount him. He still has support. from quite a number of Zimbabweans, and that makes him a significant political player.
Tomboya kwamuriva jokora muri kunzwa sekutaurwa na Professor Mukonza vari kuti ivo pane zvavanzwa zviri kubva kuna vachamisa hapana zvitsva zvavangati zvataurwa imi munoona seizvi
nyaya yaitwa zvaitwa na vachamisa hapana chinganyanya kushamisa kana kuvhundutsa vanhu vamwe vari kuti vari kuvachamisa vanga vachiratidza kuti vachirimo munyaya dzematongerwo enyika hapana havana kumbobvira vati handichaita zvematongerwo enyika vachamisa pavakasiya ku-CCC vakabuda pachena vakati ini ndiri kumbosuduruka ku-CCC asi ndicharamba ndichirwira kodzero dzevana vezimbabwe ndicharamba ndichishingirira kuitira kuti zimbabwe isununguke kubva munhapwa hwezanupf ndicharamba ndichiita zvandinokwanisa kuita nepandinogona nevandinenge ndiinavo kuti vana vezimbabwe vaone pundutso vakwanise kudya rifa ravo vakwanise kudya upfumi hwenyika yavo saka nhasi vachamisa vangozadzisa zvavakataura izvozvo vachidzoka kuvanhu vachingotaurira vanhu kuti vachiri kutaura nesadhaki vachiri kuita zvavakataura paya izvowo zvinobatsira kuti sadhaki yacho izungunuke iite zvainofanirwa kunge ichiita nekuti takanzwa tose pakapera sarudzo dza 23 August muna 2023 sadhaki ichitaura kuti sarudzo idzi hadzina kufamba zvakanaka dzakabirirwa ZANU-PF yakaita mhosho dzakawandisa dzinofanirwa kugadziriswa saka zvinhu zvakadaro asi zvekuti zvinobva zvangokandirwa pasi zvosiyiwa zvakadaro kana SADC iri bato rinoda kubatanidza nyika dzemusouthern Africa inofanira kuti igadzirise zvavakaona kwete kuti iko zvino takutoona vauda kutogadza vamunangagwa kuti vaite chairman weSADC iyo vakataura voga mbune pasina akavamanikidza kuti sarudzo idzi hadzina kufamba zvakanaka saka izvozvo zvinofanira kugadziriswa kana Africa ichifanira kubudirira nekuti kana tataura kuti zvinhu zvakashata zvinenge zvakashata ngazvigadziriswe tisati taenda kumberi onai muzimbabwe muri kuramba murungori zvinhu zviri manyamamire nerongo vana vezimbabwe vari kutambura upfumi huri kuramba huchidzikirira pasi ugaro hwevanhu huri kuramba huchidzikira pasi nekuti panenge paine nyaya yesarudzo dzinenge dzisina kufamba zvakanaka.
I was actually going to ask you, Mr. Jokore, if you could respond to us in English, that we see that Mr. Mnangagwa himself is actually going to be coming up as the SADC chair. So is Mr. Chamisa going to engage with Mr. Mnangagwa? How is that moving forward?
That's very unfortunate, and the people of Zimbabwe, the citizens of Zimbabwe, should reject that. They should condemn that by SADC, you know, with the contempt that it deserves. They cannot give Mr. Mnangagwa, a disputed president, a disputed leader, the chairmanship of SADC. It means they are endorsing the very elections that they said were not free, fair, and transparent. So it's very unfortunate. And just to add to what you said, that is Mr. Chamisa going to be engaging? In terms of engagement, I think President Mr. Chamisa made it very clear, even when he left, even now in his presser, he said that he is still up for discussions, for negotiations, for an engagement that will lead to a peaceful resolution of the Zimbabwean issues. He is a man of peace. He always speaks peace, and he knows that even if we go to war today, the end result is going to end up at the negotiating table. He left it clear that he is prepared to negotiate, and he has always been prepared to do that. But ZANU-PF is the one that has been scuttling everything. But President Chamisa is there, is available to ensure that there is a peaceful resolution to Zimbabwe's issues.
Thank you. I'll come over to you, Mr. Xavier Zavari of ZANU-PF. You're hearing there what Mr. Jokora just said, and also our other analyst, Professor Mukonza. What's your take on what Mr. Chamisa said today?
Well, there's nothing really to take from what he said, apart from the fact that he is basically misleading Zimbabweans and being untruthful to his supporters and to the nation of Zimbabwe by implying things that he already knows won't happen. Okay, Sadak has moved on. He may not like it, him and his supporters, but Sadak has never had authority to order a rerun in any member country. Okay, it is as simple as that. Mm-hmm. So, but for someone like Chamisa, the fact is he's now perhaps thinking of finding his way back into politics, since he said he had quit politics. He wasn't going to have anything to do with the people who supposedly voted for him in the August elections. Basically, he decided to abandon them, to put his two fingers up to them, to say, look, I don't care what you did, I'm out. Okay. And probably now he's trying to come back. Only that he's coming back with a tired story, untruthful story. Am I surprised? No. It often happens with the opposition party around this time anyway, where they do these nefarious activities and towards the country and towards Zimbabweans, which is to come up with all these things. We know that a summit is coming up in August. After that, it was followed by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the history of the opposition in Zimbabwe, the history of Chamisa and his people, is they start doing all these things to supposedly to attract international attention. Mm-hmm. It's just making fools of themselves. It's just making fools of themselves, really, because nobody's interested. Okay? I think one of people who used to support him quite a lot, opposition, you know, since came out and said, look, even European Union ambassadors, European countries ambassadors, such as Britain, Denmark, and so forth, they're no longer interested in him. Okay? They are interested in doing business with Zimbabwe, currently led by a ZANU-PF president in the ZANU-PF party, period. All these other shenanigans that the opposition has been doing and Western embassies used to encourage them to do, they are no longer interested because they are seeing that he is just basically misleading them, leading them along a garden path where there is living meaningful vegetables to eat for them. So any sensible Zimbabwean at this point in time would be seeing how ZANU-PF is determined to improve the lives of citizens, mm-hmm, through infrastructure development.
Oh, hold on, please. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Makadi, enyu.
Makadi, go to the Marvel at Tanganyawe.
I watch it very nani. So, what took on an animal coupe?
Utana Moyo Kuno, South Africa.
Yeah, Taure, and you go to Gaga, Gamurkona saying, Yerim Gangui.
Okay, regarding you, of course, in Zavari, Navari, Kimukonza, Navazokora. Yeah, now we are Paruan, Nasinavacha Misa, Yaka Kosha Zukuru, Isati Shori, Nawaka Kosha, Zunga, Zavari, Vangatara, Matarabo, Pasoka, Ningatu, Affairs, Nuzakaitika, Munika, Zazia, Nakunaka, Zazia, as Nakunaka, Zvakinika, Sinamiri, Zinzufato Z20 in Zeka, Narofa, the Munwes, and Utkanaman, Kabuiki, Zokudrizabo. Zvazvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Hongu vanhu vakataura zvavo asi kutaura kwavaita vachamisa nhasi. Vanhu vakawanda vaenda kutonzwa kutaura kukuya kuya. Saka kutaura kuya kavatotaura kwakanaka kuti vanhu vazivewo kuti pavamire nezvakaitika mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Nekuti nyika nyika vanhu vanhu vanofanira kubatane umwe chete vachitane nzira yakanaka nokuti chitiko cheche chitiko chinorwadza zvikuru.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moy. Unfortunately, your line was not very clear, but thank you so much. But he's saying that he appreciates what Mr. Chamisa did today, because a lot of people were waiting to hear what he is planning to do. So I'll come back to you, Mr. Jokora. You heard what the caller there said. What's your view? What's the way forward now from where we are to where we are going? We see that Mr. Chamisa says he's waiting for a response. Is he going to get a response from SADC from what we're seeing happening in the country?
Yes, like President Chamisa said, you know, he encouraged Zimbabweans to be ready, Zimbabweans to be ready to do everything that they can to ensure that the disputed election of 2023 is resolved. He hasn't given up. I think what he said today, what he did today was to give hope to the people of Zimbabwe. He said what the people of Zimbabwe wanted to hear, that we are not waiting for 2028. 2028 is too far. We are going to try and resolve this issue of the disputed elections now, not in 2028. I know Mr. Zavare and others who say it's impossible, but like Nelson Mandela said, it always looks impossible until it is done. He has shown President Chamisa that he is still convicted to making sure that Zimbabweans are free and Zimbabweans are enjoying the wealth of their country, not to continue to live in poverty the way we are doing right now, the way Zimbabweans are suffering right now. So it's a good thing that he came out today and delivered that feedback.
Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Over to you, Mr. Zavare. Sakare mangwana renyika munoona rakamira sei tichiona kuti vamwewo vanopikisa munyika vari kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve vari kuti aiwa vakatarisira mapato akadai sei kana masangano akadai savana SADC kuti vapindire moona sei.
Isusu seZANU-PF chinangwa chedu chiri very simple. Tirikuda kuvaka Zimbabwe nekuti nyika inovakwa nevenevari. Tirikuda kuivaka nevari kuda kuvaka. Ndosaka muri kuona migwagwa iri kuvakwa. Ndosaka muri kuona iko zvino takasaina new deal neshamwari dzedu dzekuchina kuti vatibatsire kuita revamp national railway network, nekuti ndo zvinokosha izvozvo. Ndo zviri kutsvagwa nemazimbabweans kuti zvipatara zvinge zviine mishonga yakakwana, vana vava vachienda kuchikoro. Ndo zvatiri kuita isusu seZANU-PF iko zvino izvi. Ava vanopikisa ava dai vari kutaura any solution kuti aiwa dai panzai havana solution. Chavo kungopikisa chete kuti ZANU-PF ngaidzi, but havana kana chimwa chete chavari kukwanisa kuita. Iko zvino zvinovandori neproblem yekuHarare City Council, uko kune mabooks ari unaudited kwemakore kwavanga vachitonga nekurana vachiita zvese zvavanoda. Havana chinhu chimwa chete chavari kukwanisa kuita. Masoja akangotengeshera maguta mavanoti ndiwo mavari incharge. Ndosaka muri kuona vanhu vakavhotera ZANU-PF muna 2023 kunde vakaivhotera vakawanda vari gurumwandira, nekuti vari kuona kuti ine vision 2030 yekuita the country in upper middle income society. Izvozvo vanhu maZimbabweans vari kuzvinzwisisa kuti musangano wakambovavakira dzimba vatichiona independence, wakambovaendesa kuzvikoro, wakambovaita sei, uri kuenderera mberi uchiita basa iroro rekuti vana varambe vachidzidza, nyika irambe ichivakwa. Yes, pakanga tambomiswa nemasanctions nekuita sei sei, asi zvese izvozvo takati aiwa hazvina ndaa, tinoramba tichienda semazimbabweans tichizovakira nyika yedu.
Ngatijoine
president Emmerson Mnangagwa pakuvaka nyika.
Thank you, Mr. Zavare. Mr. Jokora, just 10 seconds, your last word.
Nyika inoputswa nevene vayo. Vene vayo vari kuramba vachiputsa nyika, vari kuramba vachiba. Kana zvavari kuti hatina solution. Solution kumisa kuba, kumisa corruption, kumisa looting.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Thank you there. And also we want to thank Professor Ricky Mukonza. Unfortunately, we lost you. But thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.